السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ، مساء الخير.
أبا عبد الرحمن، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
أبدأ.
نعم يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، on these days our book we study is Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa by Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah Abu Abdullah Muhammadun Ibn Abi Bakrin. He is widely known as Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah. He has this book Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa. Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa is a guide for the Muslim to get out of the discomforts and inconveniences of life. The individual in his life, he has bala, he has trials, and Allah has promised to trust. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْثَّمَرَاتِ. This book, Ad-Da'u wa-Dawa, is a guide out of diseases, guide out of discomfort, it's a guide out of trouble, it's a guide out of problems. And one major area of solution to trials of life that Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim has directed us to, apart from regularly reading the Quran, he has guided us on to making dua rahimahullah. He said, "Wa du'a'u min anfa'il adwiya," from the most beneficial medicines, medical solution, from the most beneficial solution to problems, medicines to diseases. He said it is a dua. والدعاء من أنفع الأدوية وهو عدو البلاء. He calls dua, he calls it عدو البلاء, the enemy of troubles, the enemy of trials. He said رحمه الله يدافعه ويعالجه. الدعاء يدافع البلاء, دعاء يدافع البلاء ويعالجه. It puts away trials. When you make a lot of dua, Allah protects you from trial. The trial will not come. وَيُعَالِجُهُ, dua will resolve those trials away from descending onto you. وَيَمْنَعُ نُزُولَهُ, dua will prevent the trials from coming down. وَيَرْفَعُهُ أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ إِذَا نَزَلَ. And if it happens that you were a bit careless, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to raise your status with the trials that he brings to you, the dua يَرْفَعُهُ, the dua will remove that trial that already descends. أَوْ يُخَفِّفُهُ, or that Allah makes the dua a means of ease. Yes, the problem is there, but the dua will ease and reduce the intensity of the bala. This is way dua is very, very potent. Aduul bala. He went on, rahimahullah, to explain to us how then can we make a potent, very effective dua. How does our dua become effective? Because the Imam also told us that, وَلَهُ مع البلاء ثلاث مقامات. Dua has three kinds of situations. With respect to dua, dua, it has three kinds of situations. With respect to bala, three kinds of interactions. The first one is that yakuna aqwa min al-bala'i fayadfa'ahu. The dua will be stronger than the trial. The trial is coming and you are making dua. The dua is stronger than it, so it puts away that trial. The second one, he said, an yakuna ad'afa min al-bala' fayaqwa 'alayhi al-bala'. So sometimes this dua will be weak. It will be weaker than the trial that he's in. So what happens is that the trial overpowers that dua, for you saw bihi al-abd, and then the trial descends upon that servant. He said, rahimahullah, walakin qad yukhaffifuhu wa in kana da'ifa. But the dua will ease and reduce the intensity of the trial, even though we count it as weak. The third condition between dua and bala trials is that an yataqawama wa yamna'a kullu wahidin minhuma sahibahu. Yataqawama, the two of them will struggle. The bala, the trial that is coming, is strong, and the dua you make is also strong. The two of them, yataqawama. And he brought a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam told us about that. That wa inna al-bala' la yanzil. Bala'u may be coming down to an individual. Fayalqahu du'a'u. And then the du'a will stop it. Fayatalijani ila yawm al-qiyamah. Both the du'a and the bala' ya'talijan, yataqawama. The two of them, they will be struggling for overpowering influence. Descendants, the trial wants to descend. The bala wants to come down. The dua is preventing. No. And they will be like that. So the question then is, how do we get a potent and strong dua that puts away trials? Or that when the trial comes down, it removes the trials? How do we get potent, sound dua? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah guided us onto it. For those of us who employ the copy on the screen, that occurs on page 16. Ibn al-Qayyim said rahimahullah, إِذَا جَمَعَ مَعَ الدُّعَاءِ حُضُورَ الْقَلْبِ. When the individual combines حُضُورَ الْقَلْبِ, attention, paying attention with your mind, you join that with the dua. وَجَمْعِيَتَهُ بِكُلِّيَتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. And you direct all of your attention completely عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ. You put it on the request you are making while making dua. وَصَادَفَ وَقْتًا مِنْ أَوْقَاتِ الْإِجَابَةِ السِّتَّةِ. And it happens to coincide with one of the six periods when dua are best answered. One of the six periods when dua are best answered. He told us the six periods. وَهِيَ الثُّلُثُ الْأَخِيرُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. The last third part of the night. وَعِنْدَ الْأَذَانِ. We've explained عِنْدَ الْأَذَانِ. During the adhan and immediately after the adhan. وَبَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ. And in between the end of the adhan and before the commencement of the iqama, وَأَدْبَارُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْمَكْتُوبَاتِ. And at the tail end of the five obligatory salah. Ikhwa, this means that all these times we must pay attention to them. Why? Our du'as are best answered during those times. So if we don't pay attention to them, those times will come and we will not employ them for good use by making dua during those periods. وعند صعود الإمام يوم الجمعة على المنبر حتى تقضى الصلاة. And when the Imam ascends the minbar يوم الجمعة, on the days of Jum'a, in that time when he comes, he ascends the minbar He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the muadhin starts the adhan between this period up on to the salah ends. It is period four, al-istijaba. Then he said, rahimahullah, wa akhiru sa'atin ba'da al-asri, and the last hour before ghurub al-shams, after salat al-asri, min thalika al-yum, of that day, the day of Jum'ah. We brought a narration to us from Abu Salama, the son of Abdurrahman ibn Awf. He said to us, rahimahullah, anna nasa min ashabi rasulillah ijtama'u fatadhakaru as-sa'ata allati fi yawm al-jum'ah. Some companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ijtama'u, they gathered, fatadhakaru as-sa'ata allati fi yawm al-jum'ah. They began to mention amongst themselves. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us on the day of Jum'ah that fihi sa'atun, on that day there is a period, la yusadifuha abdun muslimun wa huwa yusalli yad'u illa a'tahu Allahu hajatahu. The individual will not meet that period on the day of Jum'ah. He sits down making dua, illa a'tahu Allahu hajatahu, except that Allah grants him his need. Allah answers his dua. So the companions sat down and they started discussing that waqt, that time, sa'a. He said, wafihi sa'atun, that period. The companions began to discuss it. He said, rahimahullah, fatazakaru sa'ata allati fi yawm al-jum'ah. Began to mutually discuss that on the day of Jum'ah, that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever meets that time making dua, Allah will grant him his request. Fatafarraku, by the time they all went their ways, walam yakhtalifu annaha akhiru sa'ati min yawm al-jum'ah, they were not in any difference after their discussion. They came to agree that, that time, that period that Allah grants dua is akhiru as-sa'ati fi min yawm al-jum'ah. It is the last hour on the day of Jum'ah. Ikhwa, last hour on the day of Jum'ah, from after Salatul Asr, before Salatul Maghrib. The closer it is to Salatul Maghrib, the better. From after Salatul Asr, that period when we ask Allah, Allah will give us. So these are the six periods that the dua are best answered. The dua that we make with hudurul qalb, that with paying attention, وَجَمْعِيَّتُهُ بِكُلِّيَّتِهِ عَلَى الْمَطْلُوبِ, and that we gather all our attention and put it upon what we need while we, meaning when we make dua, there should be no distractions. When we're younger than these people make dua, they begin to clap. These are distractions. How do you make during dua? And we want to say that there is attention on that dua. Allah accepts our dua and forgive us. Yes, the dua is still dua. You are still asking Allah. And Allah doesn't like that the individual raises his hands or our hands, and he does not. He leaves without placing anything on your hand. But it is not a potent, strong dua like the dua of the person who pays full attention to what he or she is requesting from Allah. So six periods. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, وَصَدَفَ خُشُوعًا فِي الْقَلْبِ. That now happens that when you make this dua within this period, صَدَفَ خُشُوعًا فِي الْقَلْبِ, it coincides with when you have a conscious fear inside your mind. وَانْكِسَارًا بَيْنَ يَدَي رَبِّ تَعَالَى. وَانْكِسَارًا, and you have the sense of humility. بَيْنَ يَدَي رَبِّ تَعَالَى, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الرب, the creator and sustainer of all. You are making that dua. There's khushu in your mind. There is al-inkisab, humility, humbleness before him. Wazullan lahu, you come down and lower yourself for his sake. Watadarru'an, and in that you are expectant and hopeful. Wariqatan, and you are full of ease, expressing your weakness to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wastaqbala da'i al-qibla, the one who is making this dua is facing the qibla. Wa kana ala taharatin, he is upon wudu, he is upon tahara. Wa rafa yadayhi ila Allah ta'ala, in all of that he raises his hands up unto Allah the most exalted. Wa bada'a bihamdillahi ta'ala wa sana'i alayhi, he starts with hamdullah, saying alhamdulillah, I'm praising Allah. Thumma thanna bis-salati ala Muhammadin abdihi wa rasulihi, and then he seconds his praising Allah by mentioning salatu wa salam ala nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, ala nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, by making as-salatu ala nabi, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idha salla ahadukum, when any one of you makes dua, فليبدأ بتحميد الله والثناء عليه. إذا صلى أحدكم فليبدأ بتحميد الله والثناء عليه. When any one of you makes dua, فليبدأ بتحميد الله والثناء عليه. Let him start by making الحمد لله and praising Allah. ثم الصلاة على رسوله, and then he should make الصلاة على رسول الله, that is by making الصلاة from those الصلوات الإبراهيمية. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. أو في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ابن القيم سيد رحمه الله, واستقبل الداعي الكبلة, the person making dua faces the Qibla. وكان على طهارة, he is upon طهارة, upon wudu. ورفع يديه إلى الله تعالى, he raises his hands up unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted. وَبَدَعَ بِحَمْدِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالثَّنَاءِ عَلَيْهِ, he starts by making alhamdulillah and praising Allah. ثُمَّ ثَنَّى بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ عَبْدِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and then he follows that with as-salatu, making, asking Allah for as-salatu wa salam ala, upon the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, Abdullah wa Rasulihi, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. ثم قدم بين يدي حاجته التوبة والاستغفار, and then before he begins to mention his particular needs, قدم التوبة والاستغفار, he began to ask Allah for pardon, والاستغفار, and forgiveness. ثم دخل على الله, then he enters upon his dua with Allah. وألح عليه في المسألة, and he begins to become persistent and repetitive. He begins to be persistent. ألح في المسألة, he is asking repeatedly, Allah give me so and so, Allah give me so and so, Allah heal so and so from me, Allah protect me from so and so. Allah alayhi fil mas'ala, he becomes persistent with Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tamallaqahu, yani tadhallala lahu, while he is asking, he humbles himself before Allah. Wa da'ahu ragbatan wa rahbatan, da'ahu, he calls on unto Allah, ragbatan, full of desire, full of anticipation for goodness, wa rahbatan, and out of genuine fear, because he is calling on unto Al-Azim, Al-Kabir, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Al-Aliyyul Muta'al, wa tawassala ilayhi bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa tawhidihi. And he begins to seek nearness in that sitting. He begins to seek nearness to Allah, bi asma'ihi, by calling up unto his names, wa sifatihi, mentioning Allah's attributes, wa tawhidihi, and clearly declaring Allah's uniqueness and oneness, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because Allah has said to us that وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا, the most beautiful names belong to Allah. So when you call on to Allah, mention those names, employ those names, push those names forward, and make your request. وَقَدَّمَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْ دُعَائِهِ صَدَقَةً. And as he makes his dua, he's full of giving sadaqah. The Imam said, Rahimahullah, فَإِنَّ هَذَا الدُّعَى لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُّ أَبَدًا. Certainly, a dua that we make like this, لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُّ أَبَدًا, it is not likely to be rejected forever and ever. A dua that is made like this, لَا يَكَادُ يُرَدُّ, it is not likely to be rejected in any way. He continued, Rahimahullah, he said, La siyama, more especially, most especially, in صادف الأدعية المعصورة, if it happens that he combines with it, with all those conditions we are talking about, he adds to it, الأدعية المعصورة, those supplications that have been reported from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because ad-du'a ul-ma'asur is that du'a that has been reported. They came from the Prophet or from the companions. So they have asar, they have asanit, and they are authentic from the Prophet or the companions. So he said, rahimahullah, وَلَا سِيَّمَا إِنْ صَادَفَ الْعَدْعِيَةَ الْمَعْصُورَةِ, most especially if that du'a, صادف الأدعية المعصورة, if it conforms or coincides with those dua that have been reported with authentic chains, التي أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنها مظنة الإجابة, those supplications that have been reported from the Prophet, in which or about which the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام أنها, that this supplication, this dua, like this, mazinnatul ijaba, they are supplications that are very most likely accepted. There are supplications the Prophet said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding that when we make them, Allah will accept what we request for. Aw annaha, or that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam told us about them, that they are mutadhamminatun lismil al-a'zam, or that the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam regarding them, that mutadhamminatun annaha mutadhamminatun lismil a'zam, that they include al-ismul a'zam, that most mighty name of Allah. Look at it. If we sit at those periods the way the Imam has described, and then we are even employing those dua that the Prophet told us that annaha mazinnatul ijaba, when we make them, they push our dua. They are a huge playing ground for our dua to be accepted. Aw annaha, or that the Prophet said to us about them, that they include Allah's most mighty names. You are in that condition. In the last third part of the night, you have wudu, you are facing the Qibla, you raise your hands, you are asking repeatedly, begging Allah, calling on to him, mentioning his mighty names, and mentioning those dua that the Prophet had told us that annaha mazinnatul ijaba. that they are most likely going to be answered. As you call, Allah will answer you. أو أنها متضمنة للاسم العظم. Or that the Prophet said regarding them, alayhi salatu wasalam, that they include Allah's most mighty names. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah was full of sadaqah in this book. So he went on to start telling us, giving us examples of those dua. So that we are not left asking, like what? Like what? Like what? Dua, the Prophet said, when you say this, Allah will answer. When you say this, it includes Allah's most mighty names. So we are left to start searching for them. But to do that, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah went on to start mentioning du'as. If you are asking, what are those du'as that you can make? They include du'as that the Prophet told us, when you make them, Allah will answer, alayhi salatu wasalam. When you make du'a, if you say this thing, Allah will grant it. So we can write it on the screen. No, Ibn al-Qayyim. Those du'a that has, the Prophet said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, أَنَّهَا مُتَضَمِّنَةٌ لِلِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ. They include Allah's most mighty names. He didn't leave us such by yourself. So he began to explain to us those du'a one after the other. If you want to learn du'a, these are the du'a to learn. Du'a that have come from the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he gave us guarantee, if you say this thing while asking for your needs, Allah will give you what you want. Don't go and start looking for Nankali from Afa or Jalabi. These are the ones from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا كَانَ يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And when the Prophet gave us this dua, he was not speaking from his own desires. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُحَى. He was speaking to us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from revelations that came down unto him alayhi salatu wa sallam. So Ibn al-Qayyim went on and said, فَمِنْهَا مَا فِي السُّنَنِ وَصَحِيحِ ابْنِ حِبَّانِ. From those du'as that the Prophet gave us guarantee when we ask Allah with all these manners. What are we talking about? We are talking about how to make our du'a effective. How to make our supplications potent. How to make your du'a strong. Du'a that puts away bala. Because somebody can be asking at question time, are you saying I cannot make another dua? That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about the dua that's a stronger than a nuclear weapon against an enemy. What's that enemy? Bala. So we are telling everything that it involves. Full armament. Fully equipped dua. Effective, potent, strong. He said, rahimahullah, فَمِنْهَا مَا فِي السُّنَنِ وَصَحِيحِ ابْنِ حِبَّانِ. From those supplications is the one we have in As-Sunan. If you are the one who makes note in your book, it occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It occurs in Sunan Tirmidhi. It also occurs in Sunan Ibn Majah. Because he said, مَا فِي السُّنَنِ. It is in Sunan Abi Dawud, Sunan Tirmidhi, Sunan Ibn Majah. وَصَحِيحِ بْنِ حِبَّانِ. It also occurs in the Sahih of Al-Imam Ibn Hibban Al-Busti rahimahullah, in Hadith Abdullah Ibn Buraydah, from the Hadith of Abdullah Ibn Buraydah, the son of a companion rahimahullah wa radiyallahu anhu an abihi. He was reporting it from his father Buraydah to Ibn al-Husayb Al-Aslami radiyallahu anhu. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سمع رجلا يقول بريدة ابن الحسيب الأسلمي said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم heard a man saying that اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله اللهم إني أسألك بأني أشهد أنك أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. The Prophet heard a man saying this, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah, la ilaha illa ant, al-ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Ikhwa, these are expressions that we say every day. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah. O Allah, inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah. I ask your help. I supplicate to you bi anni, from the fact that I certainly affirm annaka anta Allah, that you are Allah, la ilaha illa ant, there is absolute worship except you, O Allah. Al Ahad, you are the one that is absolutely lone and one. As Samad, you are the one that is absolutely needed by all creatures. You are the one all the creatures need you, and you are free from them. Allah is free from any need from his servants, and all his servants have a need for him. That is As-Samad. He is free. Wa inna Allaha la ghaniyyun 'anil 'alamin. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah is al-ghani. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, absolutely free from any need from any of his creatures. At the same time, all his creatures have a need for him. That is, you don't have a need from anybody, and you fulfill the needs of everybody. Alladhi, in all of this, you are the one that lam yalid, you have not given birth to a child. Walam yulad, and you were not born, O Allah. Walam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and there is no one, nothing that can be equaled to you, that can be compared to you, O Allah. I ask you by this fact, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah, la ilaha al-ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ فَقَالْ. When the Prophet heard that servant, the companion, saying this dua, the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, لَقَدْ سَأَلَ اللَّهَ بِالِاسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ. This servant has asked Allah with Allah's most mighty name, الَّذِي إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى, the name that when you ask Allah with it, Allah will give you what you ask. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, if you call upon Allah using this name, Allah answers. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah, la ilaha illa ant, al-ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ سَأَلَ اللَّهَ بِالْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ. The individual has asked Allah بِالْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمِ, with Allah's most mighty name. This name, إِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى, if you beg Allah with it, Allah will give you. وَإِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ, when you call Allah with it, Allah will answer. وَفِي لَفْظٍ, Ibn al-Qayyim explained to us in another expression of this dua, it says, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ اللَّهَ بِاسْمِهِ الْأَعْظَمِ, you have asked Allah with his most mighty name. So this is the first one that he is teaching us, those dua we can make. Push it forward before you now mention your need. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ بِأَنَّكَ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ La ilaha illa ant, al-ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say this, ask Allah for your need. Ikhwa, you don't need to start looking for afajaladi, you don't need to start looking for nankali, this is it, direct. from the one that Allah has sent to you. He is teaching you how to approach his Lord who sent him and how to get from him directly what you want. Say it. So this is the first one. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah. O Allah, I ask you by the fact that I certainly affirm and I certainly testify annaka anta Allah, that you are certainly Allah. La ilaha illa ant. There is no deity people worship that deserves to be worshipped except you, Allah. Al-Ad. You are absolutely alone, As-Samad. You don't. Your slaves and servants are in you. You have not given birth to a child. Well, I'm you, lad. You were not born. Because everyone who gave birth and who was born has a need for another person. Who does he have a need of? He has a need for As-Samad. The one that is absolutely independent. If you are a father, you have a need. If you are a child, you have a need. If you are a child, you have a need for your parents. If you are a father, sometime you have a need for your children. But Allah is As-Samad. He is independent of any need from anybody, from any servant. Wa anna al-masajid lillah. It says, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَا اللَّهِ أَحَدٍ. So all the places where we give ibadah, they are for Allah. So we should not devote worship to anyone. Because all those things people give worship to, they have a need. Allah has no need. In the Quran, he says, Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. You are the ones who have need for Allah. Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim went downwards. He said to us another form. Another dua that we need to make. He said, wa fi sunani. Likewise, this occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. It occurs in Sunan Tirmidhi. It also occurs in Sunan Ibn Majah. Wa sahih Ibn Hibban. Like the first one, the hadith of Buraydah Ibn al-Husayb we just read. This one also occurs in Sahih Ibn Hibban. Min hadithi Anas ibn Malik. This time from the hadith of Abu Hamza al-Ansari, khadimu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Anas ibn Malik, annahu kana ma'a Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam jalisa. He said one day he was sitting with the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, wa rajulun yusalli. And one of the Muslims was observing Salah. Thumma da'a faqala. Thumma da'a. The person who was observing Salah now made dua. Faqal, he said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. O Allah, I ask you by the fact that bi anna laka alhamd, that all praises, all thanks and glorification belong to you. La ilaha illa anta al-mannan. There is no deity deserving worship except you. You that you are al-mannan. Al-mannan al-mu'imul mu'ti. The one who provides ni'mah. You are Mannan, Al-Mannan. You are the one who provides for everybody. You give everybody what everybody needs. Mannan, Al-Mu'ti. You give everybody what everybody needs. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask you, you are the one who is Al-Mannan. Not just that. Badi'u samawati wal ard. You are the one who originated the entirety of the heavens and the earth. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Hayya Qayyum. Ya Dhal Jalali wal Ikram. You are the one who is absolutely sublime and supreme. والإكرام. Every honor belongs to you. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. You are the one who is absolutely alive, living. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's hayat, Allah's being alive is absolute. It was not preceded with Adam. Adam, non-existence. And neither will it be followed with death. For us, there was a time we were not alive. We have life now. So later on, our life will be cut short when Allah wills. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He had no time that He was not existing. And there is no time that Allah will not be in perfect existence. So He is Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Al-Qayyum Yakumu Bitadbiri Umuril Khalq. The one who is in absolute charge of the affairs of the entirety of creation. Is in charge of the human beings. Is in charge of the jinns. Is in charge of the animals in the desert. Is in charge of the animals in the wilderness. Is in charge of the fishes in the seas. The dolphins, the sharks, the whales. Is in charge of the birds in the sky. Is in charge of the malaika. Is in charge of the jinns. No matter their number, their kind, and their varying kinds and nature, Allah is Al-Qayyum. The entirety of the affairs of each of them is in His hands, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This companion made this dua. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم then said, لَقَدْ دَعَ اللَّهَ بِاسْمِهِ الْعَظِيمِ This man has called upon Allah Bismihi al-Azim with his absolutely mighty name. Alladhi idha du'iya bihi ajaba wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta. That name that when you ask Allah with it, ajab, Allah will answer you. Wa idha su'ila bihi a'ta. When Allah is asked by that name a'ta, Allah gives what you ask. What is it? Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd. La ilaha illa anta al-mannan. Badi'u samawati wal ard. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم. It will be very unfortunate for an individual to have Allah to call and then he goes to begin to call other than Allah. The Prophet said, Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, لَقَدْ دَعَ اللَّهَ بِاسْمِهِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيهِ أَجَابَ وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. If you call Allah with this name, you have called Him with His mighty name. إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ. If he is called by that name, he answers. وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى. When he is asked, when request is made of him, using that name, أَعْطَى. Allah gives. He didn't say أَعْطَى, mentioning what you ask. meaning there is helpful maf'ul here. What may you ask, he will give you. Subhanahu. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah has given us two of them here now. The first of them, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka anta Allah la ilaha illa ant al-ahad as-samad alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. The second one, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd la ilaha illa anta al-mannan badi'u samawati wal ard ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ibn al-Qayyim went on and said rahimahullah wa akhraj al-hadithayn al-imam Ahmad fi musnadihi. The two hadith we have read, the first one, the hadith of Buraida ibn al-Husayb al-Aslami. The second one, the hadith of Anas ibn Malik al-Ansari radiyallahu anhuma. Akhraj al-hadithayn al-imamu Ahmad fi musnadihi. Al-imam Ahmad has mentioned the two hadith in his musnad. I think we can go on. He said rahimahullah, وفي جامع الترمذي من حديث أسماء بنت يزيد. In Sunan al-Tirmidhi, it is also called Al-Jami' or Jami' al-Tirmidhi. Min hadith Asma bint Yazid ibn al-Sakan. From the hadith of Asma bint Yazid ibn al-Sakan. Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, اسم الله الأعظم في حاتين الآيتين. Allah's most mighty names في حاتين الآيتين. They occur in these two verses. The first one, وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم وإلهكم إله واحد La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say this before you ask Allah for your need. Allah will answer your dua. Why? It has Ismullah al-Azam. Allah's most mighty names. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, wa fatihati Ali Imran. And at the beginning of Ali Imran, the hadith is that Ismullah al-Azam fi hatayn ayatayn. Allah's most mighty names occur in these two verses. The first one, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid. Your Lord, who has made you, who deserves to be worshipped alone. Ilahun wahid is one single Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. One alone. He alone deserves worship. La ilaha illa huwa. There is no deity that deserves that you worship except him. He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is absolutely merciful, absolute. And at the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah said, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. These two verses have Ismullah al-A'zam, Allah's most mighty name. They have it inside them. If you look at the first one, you will see that it coincides with the first two narrations, the hadith of Buraida and the hadith of Anas, from the angle of La ilaha illa ant. La ilaha illa ant. You will so see, how you which one is the specific name from names. We'll come back to that, inshallah. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim went on and said, وَقَالَ التِّرْمِذِيُّ هَذَا حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ صَحِيحٌ. the hadith of Asma'u bint Yazid ibn al-Sakan that says that Allah's most mighty names occur in Surah Al-Baqarah, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid, la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And at the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, Alif Amim, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyul Qayyum. He said this hadith is Hasanun Sahih. It is a hadith that is sound and authentic. He continued, he said, Rahimahullah, he wants to tell us another dua. He wants to give us a fourth dua. Push them forward when you ask Allah for your need. Mention them, they ask for your need. Allah will grant you. The Prophet said so, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he said, wa fi musnad al-imam Ahmad, in the musnad of al-imam Ahmad, wa sahih al-hakim, we said each time he says sahih al-hakim, he intends mustadrak hakim, min hadith Abi Huraira, from the hadith of Abu Huraira, wa Anas ibn Malik. The hadith of Abu Huraira occurs in mustadrak, but that of Anas occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. So let it not sound as if all the ahadith is going to mention all occur in mustadrak. No. The one that occurs in mustadrak is the hadith of Abu Huraira, the riwayah of Abu Huraira. He said, wa Anas ibn Malik. This report of Anas ibn Malik occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. If you are making notes on your book, write Ta'u, meaning Tirmidhi in brackets, in front of wa Anas ibn Malik. Wa Rabi'ata ibn Amir, and the hadith of Rabi'a ibn Amir, that report occurs in Musnad Ahmad. You can write Alif there or Hamza in bracket to show that Musnad Ahmad. Ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam annahu qal, from the Prophet Muhammad, all these who reported it. Abu Huraira reported it. Anas ibn Malik reported it. Rabi'atu ibn Amir radiyallahu anhum all reported it, that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, alizzu biya dhal jalali wal ikram, alizzu, pay attention to saying ya dhal jalali wal ikram. When you make dua, say ya dhal jalali wal ikram, alizzu, pay attention to it. Say it always. Ibn al-Qayyim explained it. Say, Ya'ani ta'allaku biha. Connect yourself with it. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya dhal alif dhubi ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Connect yourself to that. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ta'allaku biha. Connect yourself with it. Walzamuha. Stick to it. وداوموا عليها. Say it repeatedly. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. So, إخوة, you make dua. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Always say يا ذا الجلال والإكرام in your supplications. Why? The Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, ألفظوا بيا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Pay attention to what? يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. Ya that is the fourth dua we are learning from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Al-Imam Ibn al-Qayyim continued and said, rahimahullah, for those of us who employ the copy on the screen, we are on page 19. He said, rahimahullah, wa fi jami' al-Tirmidhi min hadithi Abi Huraira. Dua number what? Dua number 5. Wa fi jami' al-Tirmidhi min hadithi Abi Huraira. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi from the hadith of Abu Huraira. Anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam kana idha ahammahu al-amru rafa'a ra'sahu ila sama. Whenever ahammahu al-amru, a matter becomes of concern, serious concern to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Rafa'a ra'asahu ila sama. He raises his head in the direction of the heavens. Faqala subhanallah al-azim. He then begins to say subhanallah al-azim. Wa idha ijtahada fi du'a. And when he is very strong and persistent upon du'a, call, he will say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. We had learnt Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum earlier. He will be saying Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. But ikhwa, this hadith is not sahih. This hadith is not sahih. This hadith is not sahih. Let us take the one that follows it, because it is like it. It says wafihi aidan, yani wafi jami' al-Tirmidhi aidan. It also occurs in Sunan al-Tirmidhi min hadithi Anas ibn Malik, from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, قال, who said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا كربه أمر. When a matter becomes difficult upon the Prophet, this is the one you should take. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا كربه أمر. When a matter becomes difficult for him, he says, يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك أستغيث. When a matter becomes difficult for the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, oh, you absolutely alive. Allah, you are alive, absolutely alive. Bi rahmatika astaghith, you are Al-Qayyum. You are the one in charge of the affairs of all your creatures. Bi rahmatika astaghith, I ask for help. I ask for support. I ask for assistance from your compassion. Allah is Rahim, Rahman. From your Rahma, I ask for help. Help me. Ikhwa, this is a big lesson to us. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was in difficulty, he called upon Allah. When you come into difficulty, you start looking for Afajala be about. Allah's messenger will call Allah. And Allah guarantees you, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Call on me, I will answer. The Prophet taught us to call him. Then people begin to look for one afa. Don't look for any afa about. Call on Allah by yourself. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Bi rahmatika astagis. There is aslihli Shani kulla wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfat aynin. It may be long for some of us. Just say, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. I seek help and support from your mercy and compassion. Where else do we run to? Ikhwa. Who else do we invite? Who else do we invoke? Who else do we ask? If we don't ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think it will suffice to stop here today. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika astaghith. The Prophet also said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, alizu biya dhal jalali wal ikram. Keep to saying, ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Say it. When the matters become to ya dhal jalali wal ikram, call him, ask him. Present your need that time. If we have one or two questions today about the Rahman, we can look at them.
Salaatu alaykum ya Sheikh.
Amin wa iyyakum.
Now my question is, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've noticed having
Amin wa
yakhsha. It reads, I've noticed having Kolbu Laiksha since months ago, and I've tried reading Quran with Tadabu and other recommended good acts. I'm improving my condition, but I have not seen graduate chances. Kindly help with a solution, Sheikh, since this is
continue with your dua. Don't make istijal. La yazalu al-abdu ala al-khayri ma lam yasta'ajil. The individual will not stop being upon, will continue to be upon goodness. Ma lam yasta'ajil. As long as he has not become hasty. Don't be hasty. Continue your dua. Your dua perhaps is being employed to forgive your sins. Your dua for qalbun la yakhsha that you have. You want khushu'ul qalb. Perhaps it is being employed to protect you. Perhaps it is being employed to prevent some other trials that you would have seen. Avoid sins too. Especially those sins connected to your sight, looking. They also go a long way to affect your qalb. So when you fetch water in a bucket, you must ensure that there are no holes under the bucket. So if you make dua, you must ensure that you have no holes under your bucket from where the water will move away. Recently, a boy turned on an AC while he was ironing some clothes. The AC was on and he was ironing clothes. So I said to him, I was feeling hot. I said, is the AC on? He said, yes. He said, why are you? I asked, I knew why he was feeling hot and sweating. So why are you sweating? He can't understand. I said, you have the AC on to cool the room. But you have the iron on to warm the room. You choose one. If you want the coldness, you must remove what brings heat to the room. If you want to iron, you don't also bother your AC because it's like you are doing something with one hand and you are counteracting it with another hand. Ibn al-Qayyim said this to us too, rahimahullah. Those things that does not make our well short arrow. The similitude of all what we have been discussing is how to prepare a good arrow and shoot it properly. But you can shoot an arrow properly. The arrow emerges from your bow strongly, going in the direction of your need, and then something comes and pushes it away, like Dawatul Mazlum. You had been unfair to somebody, he begs Allah to lock up your heart, or that you gamble, or that you look at indecency, especially the indecencies of women. A person who is used to this, his skull goes far away very dirty. So you will need a lot of water and soap to wash it over a long period before you begin to see the effect. Like a dead land, very dead in the desert. You need more manure. You need more time. You need more attention for it to get alive than a land that you are not just planting anything on it. You need less manure, you need less attention. So don't stop. Continue to make dua, continue to be of goodness. Your life, your mind will gradually continue to come back to life. I hope that it is clear, inshallah. Abu Abdurrahman, on these days, I usually quickly cut off the classes. Can we call it a day today?
Naam, ya Shaykhana.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ameen wa antum fi jazakumullah.
Wa alaikum salam.